Alright. Folks, welcome back to Procrastination Killer. Your daily dose of motivation and real talk about getting things done. I'm your host, Asher Blake, and today we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion. You know that feeling when you mess up? When you fall short of your own expectations, or life just throws a curveball? Yeah, that can be brutal. But what if I told you there's a superpower you can cultivate to navigate those moments with more grace and resilience? It's called self-compassion, and it's seriously game-changing. Think about it. We often treat ourselves way harsher than we would treat our friends. We berate ourselves for mistakes, get bogged down in negativity, and struggle to forgive ourselves for setbacks. But wouldn't it be amazing if you could approach those moments with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a loved one? That's exactly what self-compassion is all about, treating yourself with warmth, understanding, and acceptance, especially when things get tough. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice self-compassion every single day. First up, remember that everyone struggles. Seriously, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, face challenges, and have moments of doubt or frustration. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over it, acknowledge it as a normal part of life. You're not alone in this journey. Ever feel like you're the only one who messes things up? Trust me, everyone has their own struggles. Just because we don't see them on social media doesn't mean they aren't there. Second, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice when those critical voices pop up, those inner critics saying, "You should have done better," or, "You're not good enough." Acknowledge them without getting swept away. Imagine those thoughts as clouds passing by in the sky. You can observe them without letting them define you. Third, cultivate self-kindness. Talk to yourself with the same warmth and compassion you'd offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Would you tell your best friend they're a failure for making a mistake? Probably not, so why would you say that to yourself? Treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness you deserve. Fourth, embrace imperfection. Striving for perfection is a recipe for frustration and disappointment. It sets us up for constant comparison and self-criticism. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate your accomplishments, big or small, and remember that it's okay to make mistakes along the way. That's how we learn and grow. Finally, remember that you are worthy of love and compassion, just as you are. You don't have to earn it or prove yourself worthy. It's an inherent part of being human. So practice self-love, nourish your soul, and treat yourself with the kindness and respect you deserve. Imagine this. You wake up late for work, spill coffee on your new shirt, and then realize you completely forgot about that important meeting. Yikes. Instead of spiraling into a panic attack, you take a deep breath and remember your self-compassion mantra. You acknowledge the frustrating situation without judgment, remind yourself that everyone has off days, and decide to focus on fixing the situation instead of dwelling on the mistakes. You apologize for being late, clean up the coffee spill, it happens, and make a plan to catch up on anything you missed. You're still human, but you're handling it with grace and resilience, thanks to self-compassion. So remember, practicing self-compassion is an ongoing journey. It takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it. By treating yourself with kindness, understanding, and acceptance, you can navigate life's ups and downs with more ease, confidence, and joy. Alright, my friends, that's it for today's episode of Procrastination Killer. Remember to be kind to yourselves out there, you're doing great. Now go out there and rock your day, knowing that even when things get tough, self-compassion is always there to support you. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little extra kindness in their life. Let's spread the love. Until next time, stay motivated, stay awesome, and keep slaying those procrastination dragons.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.